The first week you would work for him, he would bring his column, and you know, of course it was written on those copy books with the carbon paper. And he'd bat it on his typewriter, and then he'd come in and dump it on your desk and say, "What do you think of that?" With the ashes for him. And of course, the only appropriate response was, "It's brilliant, sir. I mean, you know, this was the most eminent journalist in America." So he would sit you down, he'd laugh. He knew what to expect, he knew this was going to happen. So he'd sit you down and say, "Look, I can get anybody to answer my phones. I can get anybody to answer my mail. That's not why you're here. You're here because I want to know what you really think. And you're not going to do yourself any good, you're not going to do me any good unless you're really frank with me." So the next time he'd come in a few days later, I'd throw the column down on the desk. "What do you think of that?" So you might say, "Well, gee, maybe this word could be different, or you're sure you're meaning here? Some small." And then he'd change it. And then you'd think, "Oh, shit, now I've gone and done it. Now he's actually taking my advice. This is even worse." But he made it very, very clear that that's what he wanted. And it was an enormous lesson of lasting importance. Scotty was a pure Democrat, small-D Democrat. He would take advice. He would listen to anybody if their advice was good, even if this, whatever their pedigree was. He didn't look at the label. He didn't look at the pedigree. He looked at what you had to say. And if you said things to him that he thought were well taken, he would change it. He would listen. And it was extraordinary. Mm-hmm. He had such an open mind that way.